Welcome back into Upon Further Review. And, you know, throughout the football season, we've been taking a look at some of the top college and professional football matchups going on across the nation each week. And in the NFL this week, Sunday Night Football is the Packers and the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers getting to meet his old friends. And we're talking all things Packers with Evan Western of Acme Packing Company. Evan, how are we doing today, sir?
Hey, doing great. Packers are winning games close lately, but they're looking pretty solid and looking forward to what should be a pretty exciting game on Sunday Night Football this weekend.
Yeah, and of course, you know, all kinds of storylines to dive into, you know, with that game in itself. And of course, you know, the Aaron Rodgers homecoming, so to speak, even though it's not actually in Green Bay. But, you know, overall, you look at the Packers season. If the playoffs started now, they would be the number one seed in the NFC. They're 4-1-1. That lone loss was kind of a clunky end to a game against the Browns. They tied with the Cowboys. Wins over the Lions, Commanders, Bengals, Cardinals. Of course, they got the Micah Parsons trade at the beginning of the year, and we'll dive into that here in a minute too. But just overall, the thoughts and feelings on what you've seen from the Packers in the first six games.
Yeah, that first month of the season was honestly pretty bizarre. Certainly coming out with two big wins over Detroit and Washington, two playoff teams from last year. Detroit being, you know, looking like a team that's probably, you know, potentially going to be one of the top teams in the NFC again. You felt really, really good, and the defense was looking solid through those first two games. And then they come out and like you said, lay that clunker in Cleveland the next week. And it really kind of felt like there was a bit of an identity crisis after that first month going into the bye week. And, you know, with these last two games, couple of wins, you know, they've made some clutch plays when they've really needed them. Micah Parsons, you mentioned, has stepped up really big at a couple of critical times in a couple of these last few games. And you're seeing why the Packers went out and got him and paid him so much money. But I think there is still some question about, I don't think there's question about this team being a playoff caliber team. But sitting at the number one seed right now is probably a surprise to most fans, just given the way that this team has looked and the offense kind of being a little bit inconsistent throughout the last month or so.
Yeah, and let's talk about that Micah Parsons trade now. You know, he was in Dallas, you know, one of the top defensive players in the NFL, and there had been the contract dispute with him and Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones sometimes does things irrationally, and that included trading Micah Parsons, one of the best players in the NFL, to a conference rival in the Packers, you know, like a week before the season started. Go all the way back to, I don't remember the date, I know it was late August, and when that trade was announced that the Packers were going to get him, they trade Kenny Clark to Dallas. Man, tell me kind of the thoughts and feelings in that moment, and then kind of how the Micah Parsons time at Green Bay has evolved over the first seven games or six games.
Yeah, it was, honestly, it was a bit of a shock. There was a little bit of smoke the couple days leading up to the trade actually happening. There were some reports that the Packers were making some offers and at least in talks, and it seemed like, you know, Jerry Jones was shooting everything down, and to, you know, that makes sense. You know, you're not going to want to give up any leverage in that sort of situation by acknowledging that you're having some discussions. But I think that morning that it happened, it seemed like there was a building momentum and a building sense that this is possible. This might actually come together. And then it seemed like it all happened almost instantly. And then you're left sort of in shock as a Packers fan that, oh my gosh, they actually pulled this off. And certainly it's the biggest acquisition that this team has had defensively, certainly since Charles Woodson. But I mean, I think you go back to the Reggie White free agent deal in the early 90s. I mean, that's the kind of impact that this guy has already sort of brought to this defense. And it completely changes what offenses have to do to protect the quarterback. You know, lots of double teams that he's been getting. And, you know, it was a bit of a slow start the first couple of games in terms of sack numbers, but the pressures have been there. He's always been around the quarterback. And we really saw, I think, the dam burst a little bit in Arizona on Sunday, where he had three sacks. He had one big one in the last drive that really pushed Arizona back pretty deep, looking to get a touchdown to go ahead in that game. And, you know, he's opening things up for guys like Rashawn Gary as well. So it's been, so far through six games, I think everything that a Packers fan could have hoped for. And, you know, certainly, hopefully he maintains that trajectory, because, you know, he is on, I think if he continues to play this well throughout the season, I mean, he's certainly going to be one of the top two or three guys in the running for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, Micah Parsons just about every year, I think you can make an argument, is certainly in the running for that. You go to the offensive side, there's a lot of really good quarterback play in the NFL right now. I know, you know, guys like Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, of course, obviously, always, you know, Daniel Jones. Those guys are getting a lot of, you know, talk and recognition for how well they're playing. Is it maybe being a little overlooked, you know, how good Jordan Love is playing? You know, 69% completion percentage, 1,500 yards. Just under 1,500 yards, 10 touchdowns, and not making a lot of mistakes. His quarterback rating is at 108. I mean, he is playing at a pretty high level right now, it appears.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And I think one of the reasons that he's not getting a ton of attention is the sort of the way the Packers set up their offense. They're very run heavy. They like to go slow, and that doesn't leave a ton of pass attempts relative to some of those other high-volume quarterbacks. So I think that the counting stats are going to hurt him a little bit, but when you really dig into some of the advanced stats, you know, his completion percentage relative to expectation, you know, the EPA numbers, those types of things, he's really, really high at the top of the list for just about all of those kind of advanced quarterback statistics. And so it's just, you know, his efficiency has been great. He's really only made the one really big mistake in that Cleveland game down the stretch. But other than that, he's played really well. He's made a ton of clutch plays. The fourth down against Arizona this last week, great throw to Tucker Kraft to keep that drive going and eventually get a touchdown. So he's doing pretty much everything you could ask a quarterback to do. I still think he's getting comfortable with like Matthew Golden, the rookie receiver. Hopefully Christian Watson might be back this week. We'll see what he can do. So just, you know, getting more and more comfortable with his weapons too on offense is going to be a good thing. So. But ultimately, I do think the counting stats thing is a real thing in terms of kind of how he's viewed, just because he doesn't put up, you know, those four touchdown games, those 300-yard games every week, just because that's kind of the way the Packers' offense is constructed.
Before we dive into, you know, the matchup with the Steelers itself, through six games, is there anything with this team that you see as maybe like a cause of concern?
Yeah, the special teams are always a potential concern for this team. I mean, the Packers have had bad special teams for 20 years now, and there's still some issues there. Thankfully, they've figured out some stuff with the kicking game. I mean, the fact that they were able to get a guy like Lucas Haversick, who came in for an injured Brandon McManus, and then hit a 60-yarder that turned out to be a really big kick against Arizona. That's been a bit of a relief, but still issues with penalties and coverage issues here and there. And then defensively, one of the big issues that they're dealing with is some injuries. Devontae Wyatt, the defensive tackle, was really thrust into a really big role with Kenny Clark leaving as part of the Micah Parsons trade. And with Wyatt hurt the last couple of weeks, that defensive tackle rotation has really struggled. So we're hoping as Packers fans that Wyatt might be back this week. That'd be a big help on the inside. And then a lack of turnovers defensively has been an issue too. They've only got three turnovers through six games. And so hopefully that'll bounce back a little bit. But so far, you know, they really haven't made those big game-changing plays, at least in terms of takeaways that they've needed and that they relied on so heavily last season. So those are probably the biggest areas that I need to keep an eye on.
Now, looking to Sunday night, they go to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. I believe they are kind of familiar with the Steelers quarterback.
Just a bit. Yeah, that's, man, the Rodgers factor is going to be all over the broadcast on Sunday, and I'm sure fans are going to be sick of it after about 5 minutes of game time.
Yeah, just the NBC Sunday night promo or whatever they did at the end of the Sunday night football game, where I think they showed all kinds of highlights and they played Somebody I Used to Know or whatever the name of that song is, is probably indicative of your point there. So let's talk about this matchup. You can't really call it, you know, the ex-girlfriend coming over for dinner because it's in Pittsburgh, so maybe it's like going to your ex-girlfriend's house for dinner. Obviously, like, this Packers team doesn't care. It's going to be tough for Packers fans. But, I mean, what are your thoughts just overall on this matchup and Green Bay going to Pittsburgh on Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, it should be interesting because Pittsburgh's always known for having a really good defense. And this season they've actually been slipping a little bit, right? They're only ranked like 19th in terms of points allowed. They're towards the bottom in terms of yards allowed. And they're actually seem like they're struggling a little bit in terms of defending against the pass. And they've given up some long drives, too. So I do think there's a good chance that the Packers will be able to move the ball and score some points on this defense. We just saw what Joe Flacco and the Bengals did to him last Thursday night, putting 33 points on him in an upside win. So that's, I think, one of the big things. I mean, Packers are going to need to put some points up, because whether or not Aaron Rodgers wants to acknowledge that this is a revenge game or not, I'm sure there's going to be, you know, a little extra motivation and emotion that he's going to be playing with this week. So, and in terms of defensively, I mean, the pass rush is, you know, certainly a big factor in what they're doing defensively, but Rodgers has been one of the quickest to get the ball out of his hands. He does a lot of short passes in this offense for Pittsburgh. And that's the kind of trouble times where the Packers defense so far this year has gotten into trouble, is when guys are getting the ball out of their hands quickly. Joe Flacco, you know, almost beat him twice with that very approach. So certainly they need to get some quick pressure, but just make sure that the defensively they're rallying to the football and game tackling and not letting these Steelers receivers get a bunch of yards after the catch.
And lastly, Evan, I'll put you on the spot. Do the Packers leave Pittsburgh with a win on Sunday night?
I want to say yes, but my brain says that somehow, you know, it's going to be a real close game, and Rodgers is going to pull one of those hero drives out at the end of the game and pull something out. I was a little bit surprised to see the Packers favored by about a field goal when I looked earlier this week, and in the back of my mind, there's just this nagging feeling that somehow Rodgers is going to pull something out of his rear end and pull something lucky and get a win this weekend.
Going to be fun to watch. Again, that's Evan Western, Acme Packing Company, talking all things Packers. Evan, always appreciate you taking time to chat with us, and enjoy the fun there on Sunday night.
My pleasure. Yeah. Thanks for having me, and go Pack go.